Just a few elections this year may determine which party controls the Senate. Republicans are just one seat shy of regaining control of the chamber, and a race involving a Democratic incumbent has unexpectedly turned close. New Jersey Democrat Robert Torricelli was once considered certain of re-election, but Torricelli faces a tough challenge from a little-known Republican named Doug Forrester. The race is a top priority for both parties. President Bush and Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle were in Trenton yesterday campaigning for candidates. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
Even the chairman of the Democratic Party, Terry McAuliffe, says that Bob Torricelli is the most endangered Democratic incumbent in the Senate. McAuliffe says Torricelli's race is dead even at best, and several polls show him trailing his opponent, who continues to identify himself like this.
I'm Doug Forrester, the guy running against Bob Torricelli.
Forrester, a businessman who became a multimillionaire managing prescription drug benefits, has risen in the polls for one reason: Senator Torricelli's ethics problems. In July, the Senate Ethics Committee severely admonished Torricelli for improperly accepting gifts from a campaign contributor. The donor is now serving a prison sentence, and Torricelli's violation of Senate rules has become the dominant factor in the race.
Although I broke no laws, it's clear to me that I did exercise poor judgment in my associations and actions, which I deeply regret, and for which I take full responsibility. A United States senator should hold himself to a higher standard.
The Torricelli-Forrester race has become a contest over what voters care about more, character or issues. One recent poll shows that among voters who care most about issues such as abortion rights, gun safety, the environment, or Social Security, Torricelli wins 2-1. But among voters who say honesty is the most important issue, Forrester leads nearly 4-1. Cliff Zukin is the director of the Newark Star-Ledger Rutgers Eagleton poll.
So in that sense, it's very clear why the race is so tight. It shouldn't be a tight race. You know, Bob Torricelli is a Democrat in a Democratic state. He has more money. He has better name recognition. And if it weren't for the ethics problem, it would probably be a very easy race because his opponent's virtually unknown. And even now, in mid-September, is virtually unknown.
As a matter of fact, polls show that more people say they plan to vote for Doug Forrester than know who he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
For President George Bush, who is working hard to put his own party back in control of the Senate, the fact that Forrester is a good man is enough.
It's a man of faith, a man who is self-made, a man who's got his priorities straight, a man who will be a breath of fresh air for New Jersey and the United States Senate.
The president raised $1.4 million for Forrester at yesterday's fundraiser in Trenton. Forrester used Bush's presence to underline the singular message of his campaign.
Mr. President, 2 years ago, you campaigned across this great nation, promising to restore integrity and honesty to the office of the President of the United States. And Mr. President, you have kept that promise. And similarly, Mr. President, this campaign is about restoring honesty and integrity to the office of the United States Senator from New Jersey.
For many New Jersey voters, Torricelli's latest ethics troubles were the last straw. Bob, a voter from Hamilton Township who preferred not to give his last name, voted for Torricelli in the past, but he won't this time.
He overstepped his bounds this time around. It's like rewarding somebody for doing something unethical, which is totally irresponsible on a voter's part. I mean, you have to stand your ground somewhere. We don't know much about Forrester except that, you know, he seems like a decent guy. He's from a local township here, mayor.
It sounds like you'd vote for almost anybody who's running against him.
Well, maybe. But like I said, it's an easy decision when you know you can't vote for the other guy.
While Forrester's campaign tries to make the race about Torricelli and not much else, Torricelli is casting the race as a choice between a Senate controlled by Democrats and a Senate controlled by Republicans. As President Bush was flying out of Trenton on Air Force One yesterday, Torricelli was appearing across town with Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle, the highest-ranking Democrat in the country.
I think you could argue that in this year, the year 2002, the election for control of the United States Senate has never been this important. We have never seen a race that has more at stake than what is happening right now. This is the fight that will determine the future of this country.
According to Torricelli and his advocates, he is all that stands in the way of an overturned Roe versus Wade, a Social Security system in the hands of Wall Street sharpies, a world without prescription drug coverage, and a Senate led by Republican Trent Lott instead of Democrat Tom Daschle.
My friends, in these next few weeks, we will determine control of the United States Senate. The differences could not be more profound. I will use my every waking hour to have the Superfund funded to protect your communities, your children, and your lives. I will fight for prescription drug coverage and Medicare. I will fight against privatization of Social Security. That's who we are.
The argument about what a Torricelli defeat would mean appears to have galvanized much of the Democratic Party's rank and file in New Jersey. It certainly strikes a chord with Hedy Rosenstein, a member of the Communication Workers of America Union.
It's critical. It's a critical issue, I think, for all working families. If we end up with a Republican Senate, a Republican House, and a Republican presidency, Katie barred the door. So it's a very, very important issue for us, and we should support Bob Torricelli under these circumstances.
Although Democrats enjoy a big registration advantage in the state and have a formidable get-out-the-vote operation, until recently Torricelli's support among Democrats was soft. Cliff Zukin's poll found that Democrats had much less interest in the race than independents and Republicans. Torricelli has a reputation as a street fighter. That's how he got his nickname, the Torch. And he's had to work hard to repair strained relations with other Democratic Party leaders in New Jersey. Cliff Zukin.
Torricelli's reputation as a very tough guy who plays hardball even when he doesn't need to. You know, he's always been known in Washington as a guy who plays things right up to the line and sometimes maybe a little over it, but he's not a cautious person.
In the remaining 5 weeks, the Democratic Party will spend millions of dollars on television ads in New Jersey, highlighting the candidates' differences on issues like gun control, abortion, and the environment. At the same time, Torricelli will try to define Doug Forrester as a greedy owner of a company that manages insurance policy prescription drug plans. Torricelli himself is convinced that in the end, voters will judge him on the issues, not what he calls his mistakes. But Republicans are hoping to direct fresh attention to Torricelli's ethics problems with the possible release this week of more court documents from the trial of Torricelli's convicted campaign contributor David Chang. And the Republican Party will also be spending millions of dollars on television, hoping they can win a Senate seat in New Jersey for the first time in 30 years. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Trenton.